Hello, and welcome back to Seasons of Life on 101.9 CITR FM Vancouver, broadcasting from the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Hukkamelem-speaking Musqueam people and the UBC campus. Hi there, and welcome back to another episode of Seasons of Life on the lovely CITR FM. Welcome back. This is our second episode, and I was talking with some friends, some trusted audience members, you could be among them, that was saying, you know, you should maybe do your own first, and then we can get a baseline for, like, you know, what type of music you listen to. And then kind of build off of that with the interviews that you do. So, what better way to do that than kind of do my own Seasons of Life? And I was thinking long and hard about what I should talk about, whether it should be happy or sad, or really transformative, more recent, or further ago. And I kind of came with the conclusion that I'll make it somewhat recent, and then also have that kind of duality of emotions that all of us experience through our different seasons of life. So, you might be wondering, what season are you going to pick? And the season I'm going with is going to be my third year of university, and probably one of the most, I would say, transformative personally moments of my life, but also from what I've heard, is a very big time of change for many of those of us who are our university students and kind of reshaping how we see ourselves in the world. So, let's get started then. So I'll set the scene. It's been 3 years at this point at the lovely UBC, and I have changed my degree more often than there were years that I had been there. So I think I was on to my fourth kind of major, and by this point, I think my family and friends were just happy that I was doing something. Now, I settled on geography and environment and sustainability within geography. I moved from forestry to another program within forestry, and then sociology and poli-sci, and then finally settled on the lovely discipline of geography. Now, the only challenge, I think, and this is a challenge that a lot of people deal with when they're studying an arts degree, is that you are confronted with a million different problems and solutions, but at the same time, you're also within a world that kind of prioritizes a lot of other disciplines, so to say. So, you know, if you're in computer science or business, you're going to have a job right away. But in arts, it's kind of a bit more hairy. And that kind of led way to a little bit of a personal crisis. A crisis that involved a feeling of loss and mourning for the death of the environment, which I know sounds like something I can't control, but in the moment and without this kind of external or feeling of solutions that I was able to create out of this moment in my life, it was very much a feeling of death, a death of a loved one, because I love being in the outdoors and love being surrounded by the environment. So, what does this mean? It means that the music that I focused on went through various cycles as well as I did. And perhaps I think one of the most, I guess probably the best way to kick this off is probably with Joni Mitchell's hit song, Big Yellow Taxi. Now, this came around the 70s, I believe, for a woman who is not only Canadian, but very much in touch with the natural world. And it came at the coattails of Sarah Carson's Silent Spring, which is not a song, but a book that talked about DDT and the effect that this pesticide had on bird populations, particularly how the thickness of their chicklings eggs, which for some of you might be very interesting. But for the most part, I think it really just, and this was a big social shift, it really made people question the role that we take with the environment. And Joni Mitchell does talk about DDT in Big Yellow Taxi. She also talks about a lot of other environmental considerations as well. And this is something that I would love if you guys could put on your environmentalist hats, if that's something that you have. When listening to this song, it would probably be able to add a little bit or shed a bit of light on, first off, why it was so impactful in this time in my life, but also why it is so profound for the environmental movement in general. So here's Big Yellow Taxi by Canadian Joni Mitchell.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot with a pink hotel, a boutique, and a swinging hot spot. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They took all the trees, put them in a tree museum. And they charged the people a dollar and a half just to see them. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Hey, farmer, farmer, put away the DDT now. Give me spots on apples, or leave me the birds and the bees. Please, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah. Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
Late last night, I heard the screen door slam. And a big yellow taxi took away my old man. Don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
I said, don't it always seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone? They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They paved paradise, put up a parking lot.
Ooh, bah, 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 bah.
They paved paradise,
put up a parking lot.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Discorder magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Your favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Thank you for staying tuned after that short break. First off, what did you get out of this? I mean, I'd love for you guys to think about it. Tweet at us at CITRSOL on Twitter. We also have a blog, blogs.ubc.ca/CITRSOL/. They're both four slashes. Anyways, the two most important lyrics to me were pave paradise and put up a parking lot and take all the trees and put it in a tree museum. I think both of those really lend themselves well to this feeling of angst and pain for the death of a loved one for me, which is the natural world. And we separate this relationship so much. We build these natural parks and say, oh, I'm in nature. Well, what is nature? That's something that I don't think a lot of people ask themselves, and it's something that I think Joni Mitchell did a really good job in highlighting, especially when she said, take all the trees and put it in a tree museum. Well, she's just talking about parks, I think. Like, maybe not, but from my view, she's basically just saying how absurd it is that we need to go 30 minutes, 40 minutes, hours outside of our cities to really appreciate a tree. And this isn't something that I think a lot of Vancouverites really end up having to deal with too much because we're surrounded by so many trees in this urban forest that we live in. But it is very much this disconnect between humans and the environment, and it really set me up on this thought process. There were a lot of other good stuff, as I said. Pave Paradise put up a parking lot. Same kind of idea. We're paving this beautiful area. I mean, it's not even just because it's beautiful. It's because there's living beings, living trees, living animals that are living here, and we're deciding that asphalt is better than alternatives of, you know, without any trees and just hoping that we feel good there with our cars and stuff along those lines. So I will say that this song was quite impactful and I think worthy of a little bit of an extra investigation, because in all, the song really highlights some of the fundamental issues that we're dealing with and were dealing with back then. So this led me into my next and maybe a little bit sad song, by the lovely Father John Misty, who some say is a little bit high on himself. But I will say that this song, pure comedy by him, L.A. raised, or was he raised in L.A.? I don't know. But L.A. artist, Father John Misty, pure comedy, great song, and I'll tell you why in a bit. So here's Father John Misty's Pure Comedy.
At six.
Comedy of man starts like this. Our brains are way too big for our motherships. And so nature, she devised this alternative. We emerge half formed and hope whoever greets us on the other end is kind enough to fill us in. And babies, that's pretty much how it's been ever since. Now the miracle of birth leaves a few issues to address. Like, say that half of us are periodically iron deficient. So somebody's gotta go kill something while I look after the kids. I do it myself, but what? Are you gonna get this thing? It's milk. He says as soon as he gets back from the hunt, we can switch. It's hard not to fall in love with something so helpless. Ladies, I hope we don't end up regretting this. Comedy. Now that's what I call pure comedy. Wait until the part where they start to believe they're at the center of everything, and some all-powerful being endowed this horror show with meaning. Oh, their religions are the best. They worship themselves, yet they're told with risen zombies, celestial virgins, magic tricks, these unbelievable outfits, and they get terribly upset when you question their sacred texts. written by a woman hating epileptics. Their languages just serve to confuse them. Their confusion somehow makes them more sure. They build fortunes, poisoning their offspring, and hand out prizes when someone patents a cure. Where did they find these goons they elected to rule them? What makes these clowns they idolize so remarkable? These mammals are hell-bent on fashioning new gods, so they can go on being godless animals. Something to numb the pain with, until there's nothing human left. Just random matter suspended in the dark. I hate to say it, but each other's all we've got.
So that was Pure Comedy by Father John Misty, and what better way to kind of add to this ideas, these ideas that were kind of instilled in me by Joni Mitchell, than to bring up Father John Misty. He's a little bit negative, I will say, but I do think he brings up some good points. And in this moment of my life, it was just constantly reminding myself that it's kind of pure comedy. This world that we live in sometimes, you know, we're electing goons to rule us and they're making fortunes off of poisoning their offspring, and people are worshiping sacred texts written by women hating epileptics. I mean, these kind of, all these quotes are very interesting. I mean, I was raised Catholic, and to kind of hear all of this stuff that, I mean, I always knew, but I think all in one song was kind of crazy. To me, to hear that, wow, other people are maybe thinking similar things to me. And that made it really impactful in my own life. It may have made me feel a little bit worse about the situation, I have to admit. But at the same time, I think it was a good reflection that, you know, we are living in kind of a... You can only laugh sometimes at how comical our world is. And that's why this was an impactful song, and why it was really useful in this moment of my life. So, yeah, that was good. It's almost weird not having a guest, I have to say, because I feel like maybe I'm just talking to you, whoever's listening, dear listener, and not talking to a guest, but hopefully you're all paying attention. You don't have to pay attention if you're using this as a study tune. I know that my little sister does that, so hope everyone's doing well. Now, We'll go on to our next lovely song, which is by Andy Schaaf. And it is called Alexander All Alone, which was very fitting in this moment of my life. I did feel very alone sometimes, and I do think it is important to include in this episode of kind of my life. And I hope that you all kind of enjoy, if nothing else, the lovely work of Saskatoon-raised, Saskatoon-born Andy Schaaf, who actually is basically a one-man band. He's called himself extremely, not picky, but he's very much of a perfectionist. He does all of this stuff by himself. He does have a band, of course, but he's very much in tune with his albums. And I'm going to go on a quick little tangent about Andy Schaaf, and then we'll listen to this song. His albums, more recent ones, are both stories. So there's The Party, which is about him walking through a party. Each song is a different guest in the party. And then his most recent one, which very critically acclaimed, actually, Neon Skyline, is about him at his favorite bar meeting up with his ex, which if you listen to both of these and really understand, you know, what he's saying and the absurdity of these relationships that he's has, and he infuses humor and all this other stuff into his music. So despite the sadness of this song, I will say that his other works are reflective, not nearly as sad. So anyways, here is Andy Schaaf with Alexander All Alone. Thank you. Thank you for listening to Seasons of Life on 101.9 CITR FM. We'll be right back after a few short messages.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
Looking to get a reliable and affordable used bike? Need a repair or service to your current ride?
Come to the Bike Kitchen, UBC's full-service community bike shop, located in room 36 of the UBC Life building. Our hours are Monday to Friday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m.
If you buy a bike from us, bring it back when you're done using it, and we'll give you half of your money back, as long as you took care of it. If it needs repairs, we'll split the cost with you.
Yep, you heard us right. We'll give you crisp dollar bills for half the original price of any used bike that you buy from us, minus the cost of repairs.
For more information about our buyback policy and to stay up to date on any COVID-19 inspired changes, find us online at thebikekitchen.com.
Honestly, a big part of me wishes you could have seen me while that song was playing. I think the chorus for me is really, like, it brings me back to that time in a terrible way, but also in a very emotional, good way. So definitely jamming out. But I think when we go through times of darkness, you know, there's always that dark side, and there's always that, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. And I think with this song in particular, whether it had to do with the lyrics or not, because I think you can impart your own view of the lyrics personally, I think the music was a weird juxtaposition. I think it talked about, you know, Alexander essentially dying on the side of the road, and this, I don't know how to explain the chorus. It's very emotional, but also somewhat uplifting, and I want to say jivey, but I don't really know if there's a good word for it. And that juxtaposition, I think, really elevates this song, and it created this sense inside, personally, of this feeling of, you know, the lyrics can be shitty, but there's always going to be that sun on the other side, that thing that makes you dance. And you just have to see that, you know, even though the lyrics might speak to you in that way. So I think that song was quite impactful during, I think, that period of my life. I think we all know how dark, you know, the winters can get. And when you're dealing with no feeling or sense of grounding, and a feeling of almost loss, both for the world and yourself, because you don't necessarily know what you're going to be doing with your life, I think it was a good song to kind of put everything into perspective and seal it up in a really nice bite-sized chunk. So regardless of the song in particular, I think that album by Andy Schaaf, he released a recent one, a critically acclaimed new album, Neon Skyline, but this past one, The Party, I think did a really good job of bringing to life the beauty and normalcy and the beauty of things that you often miss. The whole album goes from start to finish of him walking through a party. I think you see this intimacy that sits below this surface of a really subpar party. And it's those conversations that you have with people you don't know about their deepest, darkest secrets or things along those lines that makes you remember, you know, life's really precious, and it's a good thing to cherish and stick with. So I think in a lot of ways, this song and a lot of Andy Schaaf's music personally is quite impactful, and does a really good job of, you know, helping you parse out with yourself what's important and what can maybe wait till tomorrow, or what can
you know, not bother you to an extent. So that was a very, to me, a very impactful song.
So this is where we get to that inevitable conversation about relationships. I know. So this season of my life had its ups and downs, and obviously that feeling of loneliness at times. However, I think this next song, Counting Sheep by Shaky Graves, I mean, it was on repeat for me. This was one of those songs where I was listening to it like every day for 2 weeks. And I'll let you listen to it, and then we'll talk about it real quick. But I will say that part of the thing that drew me to it is just how folky it kind of is, and I really like that folk vibe as well. I don't know if the lyrics really applied as much to this season, but yeah, just listen and hear what it says, or hear what it sounds like. I don't know, it sounds great. So this is Counting Sheep by Shaky Graves.
Nothing after all.
This song, in a lot of ways, actually helped kind of, you know, kick me out of that sad feeling. I think the "and" especially, don't take a bow at the last curtain call, thinking you're nobody's nothing after all, you're somebody something after all. You know, it even though I wasn't, you know, in any romantic relationships at this point in my life, and I'm glad I wasn't because I would have been a mess, but that feeling that, you know, I can't sit here and keep feeling so small and so hopeless, because there are people who love me and there's people who love you if you're feeling this way right now. And, you know, constantly sitting in this feeling of sadness and mourning, I mean, it's useful. It's helpful to an extent. Everyone needs to mourn. Everyone needs to experience grief at least some point in their life. But in the end, there are those who love you, and you can't, I mean, this is probably my young advice, or I don't even know if I'm giving advice. I mean, you're listening, but this is kind of one of those things I realized, like, you can't sit there and tell yourself that people don't love you or care about you, because there are people who do. So don't, you know, wait to take a bow at the last curtain call thinking you're nobody's nothing after all, because you're not nobody's nothing, you're somebody's something. So that was kind of nice. So talking about this switch, we're going into the possibly happier music, and we're going to do a little bit of throwback as well, by Nelly Furtado, believe it or not. I think Nelly Furtado was this amazing singer in my childhood. I mean, she's very popular, obviously. I think her top song has, I think, 339 million listens on Spotify. So everyone knows Nelly Furtado. But she was born in Victoria, actually, so that's really cool. Anyways, her music was a great kind of jolt of, like, oh, this is so good. This brings me back. Feeling myself, like, I'm feeling good, you know? So this is Maneater by Nelly Furtado.
Take it back, take it back, take it back.
Everybody get your name.
Honestly, a big part of me wishes you could have seen me while that song was playing. I think the chorus for me is really, like, it brings me back to that time in a terrible way, but also in a very emotional, good way. So definitely jamming out. But I think when we go through times of darkness, you know, there's always that dark side, and there's always that, you know, light at the end of the tunnel. And I think with this song in particular, whether it had to do with the lyrics or not, because I think you can impart your own view of the lyrics personally, I think the music was a weird juxtaposition. I think it talked about, you know, Alexander essentially dying on the side of the road, and this, I don't know how to explain the chorus. It's very emotional, but also somewhat uplifting, and I want to say jivey, but I don't really know if there's a good word for it. And that juxtaposition, I think, really elevates this song, and it created this sense inside, personally, of this feeling of, you know, the lyrics can be shitty, but there's always going to be that sun on the other side, that thing that makes you dance. And you just have to see that, you know, even though the lyrics might speak to you in that way. So I think that song was quite impactful during, I think, that period of my life. I think we all know how dark, you know, the winters can get, and when you're dealing with no feeling or sense of grounding, and a feeling of almost loss, both for the world and yourself, because you don't necessarily know what you're going to be doing with your life. I think it was a good song to kind of put everything into perspective and seal it up in a really nice bite-sized chunk. So regardless of the song in particular, I think that album by Andy Schaaf, he released a recent one, a critically acclaimed new album, Neon Skyline, but this past one, The Party, I think did a really good job of bringing to life the beauty in normalcy and the beauty of things that you often miss. The whole album goes from start to finish of him walking through a party. I think you see this intimacy that sits below this surface of a really subpar party, and it's those conversations that you have with people you don't know about their deepest, darkest secrets or things along those lines that makes you remember, you know, life's really precious, and it's a good thing to cherish and stick with. So I think in a lot of ways this song and a lot of Andy Schaaf's music personally is quite impactful, and does a really good job of you know, helping you parse out with yourself what's important and what can maybe wait till tomorrow, or what can, you know, not bother you to an extent. So that was a very, to me, a very impactful song. So we're reaching, you know, the end of the show now, and if the show was an hour, I'd be able to cap off more nicely and maybe a less depressive tone or vibe. But I'll play Shaky Graves next, which is also sad, but I think there might be time to also play a happy one after that. So we're going to play Counting Sheep by Shaky Graves.
So that was Maneater by Nelly Furtado, which I hope you would all know already, because she's great. I mean, she's just like, you know, you can hear any Nelly song, Say It Right, Promiscuous, Maneater, all good things come to an end. I'm looking at her discography right now. This woman, she's iconic. She's just so good. So I think she was a great kind of way to kind of zap myself out of that. And I was talking to someone the other day, actually, about listening to songs you grew up with to, like, get out of moods. And they're saying, well, sometimes you might attribute it to the bad times and et cetera. But really, I think Nelly will always be in my heart as a childhood. I mean, it might age some of you, but yeah, a childhood influential singer. So yeah, I quite like her. And now we're on to the tail end of this season. And it kind of comes back to when things are getting better. Talk to my family. And this next song, is not a conventional song by any means. But I do think a really important song to mention. Because it really, I think, speaks to the power of family and reaching out to your loved ones when you're not feeling too good. So, our next song is by the Muppets. Believe it or not. And it's called The Rainbow Connection by the Muppets. So, here's Rainbow Connection by the Muppets.
Why are there so many songs about rainbows? And what's on the other side? Rainbows are visions, but only illusions, and rainbows have nothing to hide. So we've been told, and some choose to believe it. I know they're wrong, wait and see. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Who said that every wish would be heard and answered when wished on the morning star? Somebody thought of that, and someone it's done so far. What's so amazing that keeps us stargazing? And what do we think we might see? Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the lovers, the dreamers, and me. Under its spell, we know that it's probably magic. Have you been half asleep? And have you heard voices? I've heard them calling my name. Is this the sweet sound that calls the young sailors? This might be one and the same. I've heard it too many times to ignore it. It's something that I'm supposed to be. Someday we'll find it, the rainbow connection, the colors, the dreams.
So that was The Rainbow Connection by none other than The Muppets. And what can I say? I really can't say anything. That song is so perfect. It really fit the mood, I think. And even now, as school gets harder with, you know, essays and exams coming up, and obviously all the external forces around us that are making it really hard to focus and study, I think it's really good to remember that there are these songs and this music that remind you of really good times. And I think hearing the song now is even, to an extent, kind of therapeutic. So thank you, The Muppets. I really appreciate that. So we are nearing the end of our show. The regular scheduled guests will be back up for the next few weeks. I decided to do this for various reasons, partially actually because I was supposed to set up the interview and stuff. And then I failed a presentation, or almost failed a presentation in one of my classes. So it wasn't great. We're getting through it. This is going to definitely be another season of my life. So I appreciate you for staying tuned and for listening in. And hopefully you can find some things that you can empathize with in this show as well. So thank you for listening. As always, stay safe out there. I'll leave you with a song, and then we'll get on to more great programming on CITR. So the song is called Seattle Party by Chastity Belt, and it's just such a good song. And it fit with this season, but I just don't, you know, I won't expand on it at all. But I'll leave it to you guys, and yeah, have a great one. You're